Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Here is Enoch's testimony, quote, "He pleased God," Hebrews 11:5. And Abraham, quote, "was called the friend of God," James 2:23. What will you be remembered for? Here's what Moses said about Dan, Naphtali, and Asher. Sadly, Simeon is excluded due to the shameful crime he committed at Shechem, of which, seemingly, he never repented. But Dan also had a dark history, although you might not catch it from Moses' words. Quote, "Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan," Deuteronomy 33:22. As Simeon is excluded from this list, so Dan is left out of the list of God's faithful Jews in Revelation 7. Dan, the first tribe to institute idolatry in Israel, rejected the land God gave their tribe near Zion and moved as far as possible to the north. Yet Jacob said concerning his prodigal, quote, "I have waited for your salvation, O Lord," Genesis 49:18. And Ezekiel tells us that Dan at last will have a gate to the city of God, an encouragement to believers with wayward children. Quote, "O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south," Deuteronomy 33:23. Bordering the Sea of Galilee, this is where Jesus chose his disciples. That they, quote, "possess the west and the south," is a call to spread God's word. Jacob is more specific, quote, "he uses beautiful words," Genesis 49:21. How beautiful are the gospel words that spread around the world. And Asher, quote, "Asher is most blessed of sons. As your days, so shall your strength be," Deuteronomy 33:24-25. The only outstanding member from Asher is the widow Anna, who certainly had not worn out. She, quote, "was of great age, yet," quote, "served God with fastings and prayers night and day," Luke 2:36-37. It's great for those of us growing older to lay claim to this promise, "as your days, so shall your strength be."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.